Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Easy Real Estate Investing for Beginners is a practical nonfiction guide to real estate investing aimed at readers who want a structured entry point into property ownership and rental income. Written by Chad K. Smith, the book is organized around a 9-step framework that is meant to reduce confusion for first-time investors and replace jargon with plain, usable guidance. Its focus is not on advanced portfolio theory, but on the early decisions that shape a first deal: understanding property value, finding and evaluating opportunities, arranging financing, negotiating, managing risk, and building cash flow. The title also makes clear that the book is designed for people who may have limited money or no prior experience, which places it firmly in the beginner education category. As a result, the book functions less like a deep market analysis and more like an introductory roadmap for readers who want to learn how real estate investing works in practice and how to avoid common mistakes before committing capital. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 9-step roadmap that turns real estate investing into a learnable sequence. The book's central feature is its step-by-step structure, which is important because beginners often struggle with real estate as a fragmented subject. Instead of presenting investing as a pile of disconnected tactics, it appears to organize the material into a sequence that moves from foundation building to execution and then to scaling. That approach matters because early investors usually fail not from lack of interest, but from not knowing what comes first. A staged framework helps readers understand the logical order of decisions, learn the basics, evaluate properties, finance a deal, close it, manage it, and then expand. This kind of structure also reduces the intimidation factor that often surrounds real estate, especially for readers who are new to the field. The book's value lies partly in making the process feel operational rather than mysterious. For beginners, a sequence is more useful than scattered tips because it creates a mental model they can revisit when they are ready to act on their first opportunity. Secondly, creative financing is treated as the main entry point for readers with limited capital. A major theme in the book is that lack of money does not automatically block entry into real estate investing. The listed material emphasizes creative financing options such as house hacking, seller financing, VA and FHA loans, and using other people's money. That emphasis is significant because many beginner books assume conventional down payments or strong existing capital, which can make the topic feel unreachable. Here, financing is presented as a problem to solve strategically rather than a fixed barrier. The practical implication is that readers can think in terms of deal structure, leverage, and access rather than only savings. This is especially relevant for younger readers, workers with ordinary incomes, or anyone trying to start without waiting years to accumulate cash. By foregrounding financing methods, the book shifts the beginner's attention toward feasibility: what kinds of transactions can be assembled, what resources can be combined, and how an investor can participate before becoming wealthy. That makes the book more accessible than guides that focus only on traditional property purchases. Thirdly, property valuation and deal evaluation are framed as essential beginner safeguards. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to property value and deal evaluation. Beginners often think of investing as a matter of finding any property and hoping it performs well, but the book's theme suggests a more disciplined approach. Understanding value is central because every later decision depends on it. Financing terms, expected cash flow, negotiation strategy, and long-term upside all rely on whether the asset was priced sensibly. By highlighting evaluation early, the book teaches readers to avoid one of the most common novice errors, which is overpaying for a property or misjudging its earning potential. This is also why the book likely spends time on inspection blind spots, market reasoning, and other simple filters that help investors separate promising deals from risky ones. For beginners, valuation is not a technical luxury. It is the core defense against costly mistakes. A guide that explains how to think about value gives readers a more durable skill than one that only offers enthusiasm or broad encouragement. Fourthly, cash flow, passive income, and rental management define the book's wealth building model. The book presents real estate primarily as a cash flowing asset, not just a speculative asset that might appreciate later. That distinction is important because it shapes how the reader evaluates success. Rather than treating ownership as a passive event, the material appears to connect income generation to active decisions about rental rates, vacancy control, and expense management. This is a realistic framing, since rental property only becomes a stable income source when the numbers work on an ongoing basis. The book's emphasis on maximizing cash flow suggests that it treats profitability as a management issue as much as an acquisition issue. That is a useful corrective for beginners who may focus only on buying property and underestimate the work required to keep it profitable. By linking passive income to operational discipline, the book offers a clearer picture of what ownership actually produces. Readers do not just learn how to buy, they also learn what makes a property capable of supporting long-term income instead of becoming a financial burden. Lastly, risk control and scaling strategies show how the book moves beyond the first deal. The book does not stop at entry-level purchase tactics. It also addresses risk management and portfolio growth. This matters because many beginner guides explain how to get started, but leave readers without a sense of what happens after the first property. The inclusion of scaling strategies such as BRR and syndication signals that the book wants readers to think beyond a single transaction and toward a repeatable system. At the same time, the focus on avoiding common mistakes shows that expansion is presented as something that should happen carefully, not recklessly. That balance between growth and caution is one of the book's more useful features. Beginners need to understand that scaling without risk control can magnify mistakes just as easily as it can build wealth. By connecting portfolio expansion to disciplined process, the book helps readers see real estate as a long-term framework rather than a one-off purchase. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want a path from first investment to broader financial strategy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want a straightforward introduction to real estate investing without being overwhelmed by technical language or advanced theory. It is especially relevant for readers who have little capital, little experience, or uncertainty about how to begin. Because the book repeatedly centers on entry-level decisions, financing, property evaluation, negotiation, cash flow, and mistake prevention, the main benefit is practical clarity. Readers are given a coherent framework for thinking about their first deal and a realistic sense of how rental property can be used to build income over time. Compared with many books in the same genre, its distinguishing feature is its strong beginner orientation combined with a step-based structure and an emphasis on creative financing. Rather than assuming expertise or wealth, it tries to make the first move understandable. That makes it more useful as an introductory roadmap than as a deep investment manual. For readers who want a simple but structured starting point, it offers a concise path from confusion to informed action. If you would like to support Chad K. Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.